Well, Jesus and the disciples, many thousands of years later, were getting ready to celebrate this meal. And they found a small home in what we call the upper room. They celebrated in the upper room with his best friends, with his brothers, with his disciples. And you have to understand, for visually, their tables were maybe a foot and a half off the floor. And whenever they sat at a table, they were laying on their left side because, see, they did things with their left hand that were considered unclean. And so they didn't use their left hand in public. And they would eat and drink with their right hand. And so they would lay on a pillow on the floor, and the table would then be about right here so they could eat and drink. And that's why in the Gospel of John it said that one of the disciples was laying on Jesus' chest. They're almost literally, whenever the table's crowded, especially laying on each other's chests as they eat. Eating was a very important communal affair for the Hebrew people, as it should be with us as well. But at one point in that meal, Jesus stood and he took a loaf of bread, unleavened, I'm sure, and he gave thanks to God. And he broke it. And as he was looking at his disciples, he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, broken for each of you. Each time you eat this meal, remember me." Well, that was a little different to the disciples. They don't remember that in the tradition of Passover meal, but they continued to eat. And then at the end of the meal, Jesus rose and he had a cup in his hand and he gave thanks to God. And again, as he looked at his disciples, he said, "This is a cup of the new covenant. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me." The cup of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you this day celebrating the blood of the Lamb. We understand the blood of our Lamb is your Son, Jesus the Christ. And although we are extremely sorry that that was done, we celebrate, Lord, that we can have a relationship with you. We celebrate, God, the fact that Jesus was willing and made the choice to suffer and die for me and for all of these gathered here today, Lord, and for all of those around the world, and actually even for those who drove the nails in his hand. Jesus died even for those who spit on him, and even to this day continue to spit on him. Jesus died for all of us. And now, God, as we gather around this table that you sat for us through Jesus, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon this bread and this juice. Make it truly be for us, Lord, your body and your blood, broken and shed for us. And now, Lord, we celebrate in another way by praying the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Here at First Church, we take communion in two different ways. We offer the crackers and the small drinks, and you are more than welcome to take that. We also offer communion through intinction, and that is being given a piece of bread, and then you dip it in the juice and then take it at that time. Please know that all in the United Methodist Church are welcome to come forward and partake of this table that has been set for us by God. All are invited, all of those who are searching for a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. As we take communion here, please prepare your hearts and minds to take communion yourself. And at that time, you can follow the direction of the ushers.